This is Magic at AboveTopSecret.com chiming in once again on the topic, Spike, the Oklahoma suicide bomber. I wanted to update my thread here. I've made a post to the ATSNN thread. That's the one that's number 174566. Title is News, Explosion Kills One at University of Oklahoma. I just posted an update based on some information I was able to dig up. And I imagine people who live locally might have seen this on TV. But for those of us who don't live in Oklahoma, this is the only source is through the internet. We are not seeing this in the major mainstream media. I am not seeing this on the websites of places like CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, USA Today. All they've provided so far are some very sketchy articles. It seems like an AP news story that essentially parrots President Boren's press release. Is all that's getting thrown out there. And I just want to address something to Val. She mentioned, and by the way, she mentioned my claim that President Boren was lying. And I just wanted to clarify where I'm coming from when I say that. First of all, I have a great deal of respect for former senator and current university president David Boren. So please don't get me wrong. I don't make the charge that he's lying lightly. I don't say that lightly. The problem with his story is that it does not add up. He has made claims that he cannot substantiate. And unless he comes out and substantiates them with something, some evidence, I am going to accuse him of being a liar because he is making claims that cannot reasonably be substantiated. How could he know the motives of this person on Saturday night when he first claimed to have known the intent, to have made the claim that the people inside the stadium were not in danger when it is not at all clear that he could be sure of that? So that's why I'm accusing President Boren of being a liar. And if I'm wrong about that, I will be happy to publicly apologize for that. If he is able to substantiate his claims by providing reasonable evidence to support them, I will withdraw mine and admit that I'm wrong. But until I see that, I'm convinced that he's lying to me, and I would like to know why. And that's kind of the thrust of my whole inquiry here. This information that I just saw, this is a video that came from a local affiliate, I don't know who they're affiliated with, Channel 9. You can see their video on newsok.com. That's newsok.com. And the video is a story, a little bit they did, saying that Joel Henricks, or if we're going to go with the tradition of Lee Harvey Oswald and John Wilkes Booth, Joel Henry Henricks tried to buy ammonium nitrate fertilizer, which is the same kind of ingredient, basically, that can be used to make bombs, from a local feed store 4 days before the bombing occurred, but he was refused. It also, according to Channel 9 News there on the scene, Joel Henricks did in fact have a Pakistani roommate who worked in the athletic department at University of Oklahoma, interestingly enough. Joel Henricks was also reportedly seen by neighbors at a local mosque, the Islamic Society Mosque, the Norman Mosque, the same mosque that was visited by Zacharias Moussaoui not so long ago. And also in this video, the local Channel 9 News gave a kind of a timeline, a very loose timeline of the events leading up to the bombing. It's not very detailed towards the end, and I'm hoping we'll see more details. Now, I don't think that it would be appropriate for me or anyone else to draw conclusions about this incident based upon just this one source and based upon the details they're giving here. But I think that it would be highly unreasonable for anyone to assume that with information like this coming from a news source, that there isn't more to this story than the official cover story that's being brought out. I urge my fellow members, this is AboveTopSecret.com, and this is the kind of stuff we are about. I am witnessing a news cover up here. I am seeing information leaking out that is of significant interest to the United States and the people of the United States that appears, by all indications, to be deliberately being covered up. It's being blocked. It's being spiked. I want to know why. I want to know what's going on. Now, I am not interested in jumping on a bandwagon and saying that Joel Henrichs was some kind of, Muslim extremist bomber. I don't want to go down that road until I've got some pretty solid evidence to that effect. But I'm seeing evidence piling up here, and it's starting to look kind of suspicious to me. And this cover story of, oh, he was just a moody loner. Yeah, you know, Joel Henrichs acting alone, killed himself on a park bench. Maybe. But this information is not just coming out of, these wacko sites. This is coming out of a local news outfit. So are these people lying? Are they wrong? Does Joel Henrichs, did he have ties to people? Could that be significant in this case? I think I would like to see a little bit more information on this. So I understand skepticism, and I encourage skepticism in this case. I am very skeptical of what I'm seeing here, and I'm not interested in jumping to conclusions yet. The only thing I'm pretty sure about is that this is not being reported proportionate to the nature of the information. And that's an anomaly. That's something that I find interesting. I know it happens in other situations. I want to know why it's happening now. So what I'm saying here is you don't have to believe what I'm telling you. What I'm asking you to do is check into the story because, my friends, this is of interest to us. If you are interested in this kind of stuff, this is a terrorism-related story, quite possibly. Certainly a person died here. We're now seeing indications that this may have something to do with Islamic fundamentalism. I think that's kind of interesting, and certainly this kind of information casts some doubt on the official theory that is being pushed forward in where we're seeing information at all, that this was just some kind of mixed up kid who just wanted to kill himself. I'm not seeing the evidence pointing in that direction yet. I'm not seeing that. And what information is coming out seems to point in a different direction. So I think that it's good for us to ask questions about this, and I urge my fellow members, please look into this. This suicide bombing at the University of Oklahoma is a bigger story than is being reported, even by the local affiliates. There's more to this, and I, let's find out what's going on here, because that's what we're all about. Anyway, this is Magic at AboveTopSecret.com, urging my fellow members to deny ignorance. Check this story out. This is being spiked. There's a media blackout here, and the only way you're going to find this kind of information is to dig. And I'm hoping that this story is going to blow open, and we'll see more coverage on this on a national, international level. But until that time, you got to look for this stuff yourself. I encourage you to go to the thread in ATSNN, and I encourage you to give feedback in the podcast thread. And thanks for listening. I know these are kind of long, but man, there is much more going on here. I'm on something here. I'm telling you, there's something going on here. Anyway, until next time, this is Magic, the lone gunman, signing out.